Well, the elections are over. It's history. History was made and will continue to be made. The voters seem to want to change. And due to the economy and the Iraq war, Obama is president-elect. And I'll share a little something I heard a few years back from a Catholic friend of mine. I've changed the names a little bit. I've lost his name. Oh, Kobe Bryant, yeah. Kobe Bryant, after the election was over and Obama won, Kobe went to congratulate him. They're good friends and everything. You know, Obama attends the basketball games and things. So he went to congratulate him. And they were having coffee, and Obama congratulated him, you know. He said, well, what are you going to do now? He said, I've already been down to see Rabbi Leibowitz and had him bless me. He said, now I'm going to go see the Pope and have the Pope to bless me. He said, but you're not Jewish. You're not Catholic. He said, no, so I come out of the church, so I've got that end taken care of, and I figured, you know, I got the rabbi to bless me. I'll get the Pope to bless me. It looked good, you know, for public relations. They'll think I'm, you know, I accept all churches. So Kobe says, I got to see this. I've got to see this. So they go to see the Pope, and Kobe stops along the way. He says, you know, so I got to have something to eat. So he gets some potato chips, he gets some candy bars, he gets some cupcakes, and he gets him a soda. And they go in, and they're sitting there waiting to see the Pope, and Kobe's eating his candy and throws the paper on the floor. Obama says, man, you can't do that. He says, sure I can. He says, they have altar boys to clean it up. He says, okay. It's after a little bit. Well, Kobe says, I got to use the restroom. He said, all that coffee, I got to go to the bathroom. And Obama says, you would have to mention that. He says, now I've got to go. He says, well, come on, let's go. He says, and Obama says, no, man. He says, I'll be afraid I'll miss the Pope and I won't get the blessing. And Kobe says, well, I'm going. He goes on, comes back, sits down. And Obama says, man, says, I really got to go. He says, well, go ahead. He won't be here for a while. He says, you sure? He says, yeah. So he gets up and he leaves. And while he's gone, he's coming back. He sees the Pope there. And the Pope doing the sign of the cross over Kobe. He says, oh, man, I missed it. I missed the blessing. So he comes back on up. You know, the Pope goes ahead and leaves. He comes on up. He says, man, says, I missed it. He says, you missed what? He says, I missed the blessing of the Pope. He says, he blessed you. He says, no, he didn't bless me. He says, yeah, man, I saw him do the sign of the cross over you. He says, oh, that. He says, hey, you, pick up your trash, get your friend, get out. So, they were united. In Genesis 11, 1 and 6. Genesis 11, 1. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And 6. Okay, it's not coming out real loud. Okay. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And the Lord said, indeed the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. They were all of one language and all one accord to build a tower. God said they would be able to do what they had imagined. So he said, let us go down and confound their language. Just think what we could do if all believers were of the same accord. But we are not. Even if the Messianic community was of the same accord, there would be no holding us back. But we are not. Even if Adat HaMashiach were of the same accord, just think what we could do. But we are not. How committed are we? How serious are we? I'm going to give you just a number of scriptures to ponder, to dwell upon, to meditate on. Please take them down and look them up for yourself in the following week. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 16. The first part. My beloved is mine, and I am his. Are you his? Do you have enough faith to trust him with all aspects of your life? In Song of Solomon 7:10 goes on to say about the same thing, I am my beloved, and his desire is towards me. His desire is toward you. Are you his? Heavenly Father, we praise you, Lord. We worship you. We adore you. And Father, we want to be united. United in you. Give us back that feeling of being united, Lord, being united in you. Give us back that desire for you, Father. And give us back that desire for Israel, Lord. Just help us to be united. In Psalms 1, and most of the rest of my message will come from Psalms. Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of ungodly, or stands in the path of sinners, or sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Is your delight in his Torah? Do you meditate on it day and night? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Are you bringing forth any fruit? Are you prospering? Psalms 5, 1 through 3. Give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. Are you meditating on Him? Do you cry out to the Lord? Does Adonai hear your voice in the morning? Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Do you set the Lord always before you? Do you know He is at your right hand? And through Him you shall not be moved. Psalms 22:22. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. Do you declare Adonai's name to the brethren? Do you praise Him in the midst of the assembly? In 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Do you bless Him at all times? Is His praise continually in your mouth? My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Oh, I didn't tell you. 34:2. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Does your soul boast in the Lord? In verse 3, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Do you magnify Him? Are you exalting His name? 4, I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Do you seek Him? Does He deliver you? Does He take away all your fears? 8, O taste the Lord and see that He is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Do you taste the Lord? Do you try Him? Do you take refuge in him? Verse 9. O fear the Lord, you saints. There is no want to those who fear him. Do you fear him? Do you want for anything? Verse 13 and 14. Do you keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit? Do you depart from evil and do good? Do you seek peace and pursue it? Psalm 63, 1. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Do you seek him early and earnestly? Does your soul thirst for him? Does your flesh yearn for him? So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Do you look for him in the sanctuary? And does your lips praise him? Do you see his power and his glory? Verse 4. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Do you lift up your hands in his name? Do you call upon him? Verse 6. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night. For the night watches. Do you meditate on Adonai in the night watches? Verse 7. Because you have been my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. Do you sing for joy in the shadow of his wings? In verse 8, my soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Does your soul cling to him? Does it cry out from your body and yearn for him? Oh, Father, help me. Psalms 84, 1 and 2. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faint, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Do you long to be in the courts of the Lord? Does your soul cry out for him? 86, 1 through 4. And I apologize if this doesn't follow along with your Bible. I wrote this partly at home and partly in my truck. And in my truck, I have the King James Version. At home, I've got the New International. So part of it's from one, part of it's from the other. Psalms 86, 1 through 4. Bow down your ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Do you bow down before him? Do you trust him? Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Do you cry to him all day long? Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Teach me your ways, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Do you ask him to teach you his ways? Do you walk in his truth? Psalms 91, 1 and 2. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. The Psalms 95, 1 through 7. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyful to the rock of our salvation. Do you sing to Him? Is he your rock? Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyful to him with psalms. Do you come to his presence with thanksgiving? For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his. The sea is his, for he made it. In his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Do we bow down before Him? Do we kneel before Him? Once again I ask, how committed are you? How serious are you? For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Are you the people of his pasture? Are you his sheep? Psalms 103, 1 through 5. pray that this would be your prayer. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Do we stop and remember what He does for us? Do we thank Him for what He does for us, for what He gives us? How serious and how committed are you? Psalms 108, verse 1. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Are we His? Have we turned our lives over completely to Him? Or do we have that little room in our heart that we won't let Him in, where we keep our pet sin or harbor a grudge or keep a pet peeve? Do we backbite? Do we drag our brother or our sister over the coals in private or in public? Brothers and sisters, it shouldn't be that way. Or do you not know what James 3:6 says? And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. Or do we confront our brother or our sister in love, like in Matthew 18, 15, and 16. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his faults between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. I pray that we love one another, like in Matthew 22:37-40. Yeshua said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Do we? How serious are we? How committed are we? This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Do you love your neighbor like yourself? Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that we pour out our soul to you, Father. That we get on our knees and we lift our hands, Lord. That we pour out our heart to you, Father. We beg and we plead and we pray, Lord. Father, I ask that you give us back our first love, Lord. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation, Father. Make us united in spirit, Lord. United in heart, body, and mind. United with you, Father, as a community. As a congregation, Lord. As a mishpachah. Father, let us submit to you and put us to one accord, Lord. To win souls for you. Help us to stop complaining and backbiting. Father, we pray, Lord, that we open each and every aspect of our heart, Lord. That we do not have the room reserved for that pet peeve, for that pet sin, for whatever it might be, Lord. But we open our heart and give it completely and truly over to you, Lord. Father, we pray that we be united to win souls for you, Lord. That you be evident in our life. For that's what it is about, Lord. Bringing souls to you, Father. Just thank you and praise you. In Yeshua's name. Amen.